This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning After brought to you by CGR Wholesale Roofing and Siding Supply Center and Workers' Rights Law Group. Treated unfairly at work, call 83-DIAL-KYLE. A very good morning to everyone out there. Not a great result for the Pittsburgh Steelers last night, that is for sure. We talk about a lot of that. Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We are the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Welcome in our guy right now, Paramount Sports, Lee Sterling. Hello, Lee.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Lee, I saw a couple things. One, you went 4-1 last week. Nonchalant. You're a big dog. We know that. I saw a video of you in College Station, Texas, eating paella.
Yeah. So are you familiar with John Lopez, radio show host there?
No, you asked me about him last week. We don't know the guy. But Doran so does. Doran knows who he is. He's from Houston, right?
He's got
right?
his own barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
This guy is the man.
Uh-huh.
He does a tailgate. And I think I'm a pretty good judge of tailgates. So I didn't know he was going to cook a paella. He actually goes to the Gulf and picks up the shrimp himself. So it's not like he buys frozen shrimp. It was second best paella I've ever had.
Just
it
second best.
Good.
Where was the
and
first
I have
best you've ever had?
All the time.
Where's the first best you've ever had?
Probably a friend of mine who cooks paella. And brings it over for football games. He's got a I tell him all the things that I like. I like capers, like green olives in there. So he fixes it exactly the way I like it. And I like it actually with white meat instead of dark meat. So for the chicken. So, but this was incredible. And then he makes pulled pork, sausage. He had a southwestern corn.
Holy
His
heck.
Wife cooked a key lime pie.
Oh, you I love mean, that. You love key lime pie. You've told us
oh,
that.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Lee, can
yeah.
I ask you something? Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
What's paella?
It is yellow rice. Usually it's dark meat chicken. It's the thigh. What else they got in there?
Shrimp?
Shrimp.
Uh-huh.
Calamari.
It's just
else?
A big smorgasbord
like
of stuff.
Jambalaya hash.
Yes, I've seen it cooked so big they've had to cook it with like a looks like a boat oar.
That's
they've
right
made
up my
it
alley.
So big.
That sounds great.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about,
it's
Lee?
It's got to be big. It's got to be huge. And I ate at 4:30 in the afternoon. I did not eat again until 2 in the morning when I got back to Austin.
There you go.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, should we pick some football games? 4-1 last week. Let's get with it. College game, Clemson, Wake Forest. It's a touchdown or so, the line. What do you got? Who do you like?
All right, so Clemson has boat raced Wake Forest the last couple of years. In fact, last year they ran for over 6 yards a carry, passed for over 10 yards per pass attempt. But I've noticed one thing with Wake Forest. They play really well until they get worn down. And after the Army game last year, seems like after games 5, 6, or 7 every year, they just don't have the depth. And their starters have to play too many plays, and they get beaten up. And I think this is the year. Their skill players are on par with Clemson's, believe it or not. And Clemson might eventually have to make a change at quarterback. Kay Klubnik, I think he's the guy. Clemson has won 13 straight. It all ends on Saturday. The wrong team is favored.
Whoa.
Wake Forest pulls off the shocker,
38-35.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Lee, battle of the Battle of the future Hall of Famers, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Tampa's giving it to Green Bay. How do you feel about that game?
So a lot of people base their decisions on who they're going to pick, believe it or not, based on the first game of the year. And if you watch Green Bay, they look terrible. They had no idea about a lot of the sets and the plays that Minnesota showed. But after that, last week, if you watch them closely, they are really good at every level on defense. They got one of their starters back on the offensive line. The last one will be coming back, it looks like, for Sunday. They have, I think, the best 1-2 punch at running back in the NFL. And even the receivers starting to develop some cohesiveness with Aaron Rodgers. So Tampa Bay, you can't just keep taking hits. Mike Evans is gone for this game for suspension. Chris Godwin and Julio Jones are a game-time decision. The offensive line is a mess here. Another wrong team favorite, Green Bay,
27-20.
Jeez.
Wow. Yep. Filling it out with the wrong team's favorite.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you about this one then.
Yep.
Your Fins. The Bills are visiting. I don't know how many points may be scored in this thing, but I do wonder, you know, we talked about Buffalo earlier this week about their defense and how many people have actually acknowledged just how good that defense is. Can they slow down Tua now and Tyreek Hill and that Jalen Waddle Dolphins offense?
So last year, Buffalo beat the Dolphins by a combined score of 57-18. I think one of the reasons they might have a chance to slow Miami down, and I mean, when was the last time we talked about slowing this Miami offense down? It's probably with Dan Marino. They have two of the best safeties, and Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. These two guys are really good. They anticipate. They don't allow many balls to get thrown behind them. So Miami's going to have to be patient. Their offensive line is still a work in progress. And you talk about that Buffalo defense, that front seven, I think that's a surprise. They are absolutely dominant. And then just give Josh Allen time. You might stop him for a series or two, and then he explodes in 3 or 4 minutes and puts up a couple touchdowns here. The right team is favored. Buffalo, 34-24.
Lee Sterling, our man, Paramount Sports Fan Hotline, presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Cincinnati, not a great start for them. Do you see Joe Burrow's not on social media anymore, Lee?
I saw that.
How do you feel? Are you gutted by all of this?
I think he's going to be back on social media after this game. So you're not going to get many chances to go against Joe Flacco. He probably is going to start this and maybe one more game. He just caught Cleveland by surprise. I'm sure you guys are laughing at what was going on there. But Jets are 6-13. Against the spread the last 19 times as an underdog. I think Cincinnati just needs to push the ball down the field earlier, maybe go with a little bit of hurry up, change the tempo here, get Joe Burrow in sync here. If he throws the ball down the field, his receivers against the Jets secondary, they just do not make plays in space here. That'll be the difference. I like Cincinnati here, 31-20.
Ooh, okay.
Yep.
Lee, another battle of future Hall of Famers, John Harbaugh and Bill Belichick. Baltimore's giving 3 points to New England.
I don't think that this Baltimore team can continue to play at a high level on defense. They played well for the first half, and then Miami exposed them. And when you lose that many guys in the secondary, and as bad as New England's receivers are, you're going to get exposed. Also think that New England is going to be able to run the football on Baltimore. So I think Baltimore is going to open it up, and they're going to maybe come in some different sets and maybe throw the football to open it up and then run on them. And just think that their defense, front seven, just plays disciplined, and Lamar Jackson doesn't have the weapons outside of Andrews. So another wrong team favorite here.
Jeez.
Let's go with the New England Patriots to knock off Baltimore here. 23-16.
You're either going to be 0-5 or 5-0, I have a feeling, Lee.
Yep.
Wow. That much of an extreme, huh?
Ah, yes.
I love it, though. I love
so,
it.
So I'd like to hear – I watched the game last night. What do you think was the defining play of that game? One play could have changed the game.
Maybe the Deontay Johnson drop.
Yeah.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
I think in another year, by this time next year, you guys are going to wonder how do you get out of that contract?
Ooh!
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lee coming strong
fiery
with the heavy opinion.
Wow.
The hot take heavy opinion, Lee. Woo!
Yeah, I mean, you can go after Mitch Trubisky. You can go
Trubisky,
after him.
Yes.
You can go after, you know, Bush is always a likely target, making tackles 8-10 yards downfield. But I don't think he's an elite receiver.
Oh, Lee going after the man. You. The man from Ruskin, Florida. Doesn't bother Lee.
I'm with
Lee's
you,
taking
Lee.
A shot at him. He doesn't care. Wow.
No one's taking a shot at the guy yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People. Yeah, plenty of people are. Plenty of people are. What's your game of the week before we let you go, Lee?
Yeah, game of the week this week, Kansas City and Indy. Kansas City's rolling along. Indianapolis must win. I mean, how does that coach? 7 Pro Bowlers and can't get to the playoffs. Must win for them. So you want to get it for free? Call 800-400-9741. I'm rolling like Kansas City is. We won last week, went 8-3 in our picks, 6-3 the week before. Normally, a month is $397.
Oh, wait, there's a sale, though. I feel it. Feel it. Coming down on the price. What do you got?
Normally, it's $397 for a month. I'll add a week if I'm feeling good. I'm adding 2 more weeks.
Oh, my God.
6 weeks, $397. Scary good deal through October 31st. Oh. Just $397 for 6 weeks. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
See what he did there?
Damn
scary.
Right. Scary good.
October 31st.
Scary good, like a witch's brew. Lee, last thing. In 1 week from now, it will be October. But in Lee's world, it's not October. It's what?
Locktober.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you next week. We'll see
you, guys.
Lee.
Thanks.
Great stuff.
See you, Lee.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's great.
Unbelievable.
He's on fire today.
Crowley said to me, he goes, you know, when you think of like an old-style, old-school Vegas handicapper character, Lee's that guy.
He
and then Crowley goes, and then I saw a picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's him.
Yep.
He had like a
wind suit
on with his hair slicked back.
That's confirmed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love him. I love him. What a
beast.
Man. Just the best. And he's 9-1 in his last 10 picks with us. Getting it done. All right, so much more ahead of us. Man, we got to get back into, is it time for an offensive overhaul? And if not, when is a good time? 5 good minutes with Mitch Trubisky. We hear from him at the end of this hour. You hear from Mitch right from, I don't want to say the horse's mouth, but right from the quarterback's mouth at the end of this hour here on the Fan Morning Show. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online. SouthHillsJeep.com.
Yep, you want to hear it from the horse's mouth, maybe in one case. You want to hear it from somebody who's an expert at what they do. You want to hear it from P.J. Fitzpatrick, people who use quality product, quality craftsmanship, and provide the best quality customer experience for you. It's time to go to TrustPJ.com. Set up your free design consultation this month to save up to 20%. What's that do for you? Well, they come out to your house. They go up on the roof. They take a look at it. They take photos and video. They come back down. They show those photos and video to you and say, hey, here's what's wrong with the roof. Here's how we're going to get it taken care of. Here's how we might be able to take care of it in just one day. Yeah, PJ Fitzpatrick certified roofers use top-of-the-line materials and can install most roofs in just one day. And because of the quality materials and quality craftsmanship, there is a lifetime guarantee on the materials and the labor. Winter is right around the corner. Feels like fall today, right? Winter follows fall, and your home's roof, too important to leave to just anybody. You can't afford to wait with the season's turning. Get it done right and enjoy a great customer experience. I recommend you trust PJ Fitzpatrick. Go to TrustPJ.com today.
Steelers lost to the Cleveland Browns last night, 29-17. Mike Tomlin says no major changes coming after the defeat. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. It's Adam Crowley here for the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. Join Bet Parks with me right now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app that I recommend because it's safe, it's secure, it's easy to use. It's backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. That's right. It's not an out-of-state operation. Parks based right here in PA. Bet more than the score. I know I did last night. Bet game props like what team scores first, the halftime score. Bet the total points by team by quarter and so much more. And you can try out same game parlays. I did that last night by clicking on the SGP icon on the Bet Parks app. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet refunded in site credit. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. That's betparks.com. Use promo code THEFAN. Must be 21 and in PA or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Yeah, we've each got one. Who was treated unfairly last night during the Steelers' loss to the Browns? Mr. Dunlap, why don't you get us started?
Okay, who was? I'm asking you, who was treated fairly? Was he or was he not treated unfairly? Do you move forward and say that Najee Harris will be treated unfairly in the coming days if people call for Jaylen Warren to get more carries? Look at the pedigree of these two guys. One guy, an undrafted guy, one guy can't get drafted any higher. He's drafted in the first round. Is it treating Najee Harris unfairly to say that Jaylen Warren should get pumped the football a little bit more?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
I mean, I want Jaylen Warren to do a better job of holding onto the football. Don't get me wrong. But the kid lowers his shoulder and he puts people on their rear ends when he gets the football.
Right. I agree. I mean, you can't go wrong with a guy that, you know, produces, right, Crowley?
I think he's been treated unfairly already by not getting more burn.
Jaylen Warren. Yes.
Jaylen Warren's got more burst right now than Najee Harris. Najee obviously not 100% healthy. So I would say he's got a gripe with Mike Tomlin and Matt Canada. He's being treated unfairly by not having more of an opportunity already to this point.
All right. Who do you got, Crowley?
I got the tight ends. They're being treated unfairly by Matt Canada and potentially by Mitch Trubisky as they're being largely ignored until that final drive. And I went back and I watched some of the game this morning. It was on the TV. The tight ends were there all game. There were opportunities to get those guys the football. Unfair that they wouldn't get the ball when they're open. That needs to change moving forward.
Not a single target in the first three quarters, I don't think.
Why draft Pat Freiermuth in the second round if you're not going to use him? Right. You might as well just have drafted a lineman to help you out.
Exactly.
All right, who was treated unfairly in your eyes, Thorne?
I think treated unfairly is Minkah Fitzpatrick. And I know Minkah Fitzpatrick missed the tackle last night, but I just think that people's expect so much of him, and rightfully so, because he's a fantastic football player. He's one of the best safeties in the game, and what he did in the first game and what he did last game. I think he's going to get treated unfairly today, throughout the weekend, because he didn't show up enough for people. Sometimes Minkah Fitzpatrick shows up but doesn't show up.
Sometimes
he does his job but doesn't show up, and people expect a lot from him. So I think people will treat him unfairly this week.
They expect perfection out of him sometimes. Yes. He bit hard on that play action.
I thought he did save a touchdown, though, early in the game when Nick Chubb was breaking into the open field, and it was mano-a-mano, Minkah Fitzpatrick in that Mack truck coming right down his face.
I think he's actually treated fairly, especially by Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was wearing a Minkah Fitzpatrick jersey at one point last night because it was his same surname. I found that to be hilarious. Huh. Did you see that?
I did. I loved
Great
it.
Great stuff.
Your guy Fitzmagic, Thorne.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Akello Witherspoon, treated unfairly by the Cleveland Browns all night. He got absolutely torched by Amari Cooper until he went out with what I think was a hamstring injury in the second half. A groin. Thank you. So Akello Witherspoon got absolutely abused by the Browns last night after what I thought were a pretty decent first two games. He did not show up. And he was treated unfairly by that Cleveland Browns.
Feels like, Doran, they understood what the pecking order was for the Pittsburgh Steelers cornerbacks, and they identified where he was on every play, and they made it kind of the first point of attack to find Witherspoon and go at him.
Yeah, it did. And ever since that Nelson Aguilar catch over the Moss, I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
And I even said, I was like, it was a better catch than it was a bad play, but that might have gotten to his head a little bit. And sometimes whenever just a little thing can get in your head like that, you're a tick slower, your reaction's a tick slower, and you'll get burned.
Amari Cooper's better than I thought he was, too.
Have you ever seen Have you ever seen his route running tape?
It's disgusting.
Like one of the best ever.
Yeah. I think he's been underutilized at times. the last couple of weeks, he's been their best player, maybe.
Yeah, they're taking full advantage of what he can do. That's who was treated unfairly in yesterday's game. It's all presented by the Workers' Rights Law Group. Treated unfairly at work? Call 83-DIAL-KYLE. 5 good minutes with Mitch Trubisky in 15 minutes. And if ever there were a time for a change, is this it? Next on the Fan Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There was some good, for sure.
Trubisky gets out of the pocket, throws, looks, deep ball down the right side. It is hauled in. Oh, what a catch. George Pickens in a matchup with Emerson. Rookie against rookie, and Pickens picks it out of the air.
Why, thank you, Amazon Sports, or Amazon Prime Video, you know what it is. Great, great, great catch by George Pickens, one of the best that you'll see ever. So that was the good with the offense, not a whole lot of other good. There was some bad, a whole lot of bad, I guess. The quarterback wasn't good enough. Deontay Johnson had some drops. The tight ends were nowhere to be found. Matt Canada's lost his mind. But that being said, even though Mike Tomlin tells us so many times, hey, I've got to look at the tape. I can't have knee-jerk reaction. I can't do that. I've got to get back. I've got to look at things, and I'll give you guys an answer. This, to me, is ultra-hypocritical. He was able to give people an answer as soon as he walked off the football field on something.
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So answer that question is definitively no.
Definitively no, is he going to change the offensive coordinator or quarterback? So for Mike Tomlin to not change the OC and or the quarterback, it's understandable for me after he has a long think about it. I'll buy it. But for Tomlin to walk off the field after that performance and immediately dismiss there could be any changes, it's short-sighted, it's stubborn, and it's ridiculous. Why he has to watch film on everything else, but with that say, no, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're good. Mm-hmm. It's stubborn.
Do you think he was saying just for this week?
I don't know what he was saying it for, but I'll say that. And the other people have said, well, he's not going to tell you everything. He might. Oh. He might do it anyway. Well, then he's a liar.
Then don't say absolutely,
correct,
definitively no. Say, you know what? We got to watch the film, and like he has every single week for how long now? We got to go back and watch the film, and then we'll make any decisions that we need to make. Definitively no tells me that once again we are locked into what the Steelers do. The Steelers embrace consistency just for consistency's sake. There's no reason not to make a change now if you're going to make a change. You've got a long week. You've got a couple extra practices after guys get back into town on Monday. You've got an opportunity to change things now, whether it's bringing in the outside offensive consultant like you've suggested, Doran, to help Matt Canada, to fire Matt Canada and elevate Sullivan and bring that person in to help him, whether it's to go from Trubisky to Pickett. Whatever the big change may be, there's no reason not to do it now, because this organization always believes that they're constantly in it, right? They can compete. They can win. They can go to the playoffs at the very least. Well, if you're going to turn the season around, now's the opportunity to make the change that turns the season around, because if you don't, you're gonna be 2-6, maybe 1-7 going into the bye, and your season's gonna be lost already.
And now, Adam Crowley, we have the people who are supposed to be listening to their bosses questioning them.
It could be anything when it comes to them. When I say them, the coaches are, you know, not throwing them on the bus or whatever, but you know, we can only do what they tell us to do and make plays, and that's about it.
Deontay Johnson not throwing anybody under the bus, Adam, but then what did he immediately do?
He threw him under the bus, yeah, after a couple of drops, yeah, by Deontay Johnson, which also kind of sticks in my craw weird if I wasn't on the same page with him, which I am because Matt Canada stinks. This is why they need to make a change. If you hear this 2 weeks in a row, and we're only 3 weeks into the season, that there's this disconnect between the players and the offensive coordinator, where does it go from here? if you wind up 1-4, 1-5, 1-6, 2-6, I think the entire foundation crumbles.
Let me lay this out for you, too. You talk about variables and factors, Doran, and we talk about times to do things. You say, maybe the time isn't right. You do that, but all things in life. Hey, should we move? Should we buy a new house? Time isn't right. The kids are in school. We don't want to take them out of school. Hey, what about a vacation? You know what? The time's not right. I got this big project at work. I can't. Okay, a quarterback change or an OC change, right? And look, I think Mitch Trubisky played okay yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
He had a good first half.
Yeah, he did. What about an offensive coordinator change? Well, is the time ever going to be better than right now? You have 10 days before another game. You host the Jets, who you think maybe you can get a W against. It's at home, and the season right now is sliding away. If you don't do anything, you sure as heck might go into your bye at 1-7, at best 2-6, if it continues on this trajectory. If there's ever a time to do it, you have to do it now, either OC or quarterback, or both, or you don't really.
See, I'm trying to think from a player's perspective. Like, if I walk in that building and they keep Matt Canada around, if I'm a tight end, if I'm Pat Freiermuth, if I'm Deontay Johnson, and they're keeping Matt Canada, is that a sign that they're okay with what is happening? Or if they do fire Matt Canada and promote Sullivan or hire somebody mm-hmm. else on the fly, does that mean that the season's over? Like, there's two ways you could think of that.
That's a really good question. I do know this that overrides all of that. It's not even October, and Freiermuth and Johnson have already blown this dude up publicly.
Mm-hmm.
So, from whatever your answer is, I just know the baseline lays in the players are mad.
And that's...
You see what I am?
Oh, for sure. And that's really bad, and especially the guys that have spoken up. And one thing, I don't think Deontay Johnson would have spoken up the way he did after the game if he didn't get paid a couple months ago.
Right.
But to that point, that shows George Pickens that's how you act in the NFL, though, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a matter of time before George Pickens starts mouthing.
And George Pickens
is already there.
He's going to be the future here. He's supposed to be. We think he's going to be. But he's three games in the season. Uh-huh. And this is the turmoil he thinks is the level of how to
he's
act.
He's been part of it. He said, I'm open 90% of the time.
Yeah, but you know what? But he is a rookie, and maybe rookies shouldn't say stuff like that.
I'm not blaming him.
But he thinks he can't say that now.
But he makes the catch of the year.
He played on a better team last year.
Right. He makes the catch of the year. And then between that pass and the one deep down the sideline in the fourth quarter into the end zone, between those two passes, you'll look on the stat sheet, it'll say three targets. He saw one legitimate target between those two passes after making the catch of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand his frustration.
For sure.
I understand Deontay Johnson's frustration, although I'd love to see him catch that third and three ball because I think that completely changes the complexion of the game. I understand Pat Freiermuth's frustration because he doesn't see a target until the fourth quarter when they're trying to play come from behind. I understand the frustration from all of those guys. But to Colin's point, George Pickens, towards the end of that game, when Cleveland gets the ball back and they're trying to run the clock out, is sitting on the end of the bench, just twisting his hair, looking down at the ground, thinking, man, what did I get myself into? And not actively talking with a coach, not talking to the veteran receivers about what we can do. They're already checked out on
that
the guy.
That stuff is bad there.
That's bad. They're checked out.
I mean, he's sitting there twisting his hair laughing.
That's bad.
I was dying watching that.
I'm not coming at George Pickens.
I'm not either.
But it's the body language and actions of the players on the sidelines, like, bleep this.
Things are good.
What the bleep are we doing?
Team's on the right track.
But it's the dog in the flaming room. But everything's fine.
But what we just outlined is fine and great, and it's all factual. What also is the coach it is in charge of all this, surveyed that whole scene and said, no, we're not changing. What do you mean anything's wrong?
Because he doesn't trust anybody. He doesn't trust his quarterback because he doesn't even let him audible at the line. He doesn't trust his receivers because when they come back in to the huddle or to a meeting room, I imagine, after the game, they say, hey, what about this? What about that? And then nothing changes. And so if you're the player, if you're Mitch Trubisky, if you're George Pickens, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, Pat Freiermuth, if you're any of those guys, and the OC clearly doesn't trust what you know will work, how the hell are you supposed to trust them back?
Bro, it ain't even October, and these guys are blowing him up.
Crazy.
Good luck. Good luck making it to Thanksgiving. Good luck making it to even Halloween.
Right.
It's a lost cause for Matt Canada. He ain't. And again, this is what's disseminated publicly. Imagine how they're clowning this guy publicly or privately. They are killing him. They're sitting on the bench going, who's this fool? This guy's calling plays? I was running routes to Georgia. They're using me. They're not using me now. Why'd they draft me? I mean, seriously.
No, I know.
Pratt Freiermuth.
I know.
That guy doesn't say two words.
Yep.
He blew up his offensive coordinator.
This is the worst possible thing for a young rookie wide receiver who could be your future dude to be a part of.
I'm so into it. It's great. Great for us. Mike DeFabo, top of the next hour. The Athletic, he covers the Steelers for them. You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. 5 good minutes with Mitch. Coming up next, we hear from him post-game. By the way, looking to get married or renew your vows? What better place to do it than with us? Fan Morning Show. Enter now for your chance to win the Fan Wedding, presented by Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. Going to take place November 4th at Lamont's. Have your ceremony officially officiated, that's the way to do it, by Doran Dickerson and Adam Crowley, two certified wedding officiants. All the details on us throwing you your wedding at 937thefan.com.
Steelers fell to the Browns last night 29-17. After the game, Mike Tomlin said no major changes forthcoming. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Oh, man, what a day. I wish it was happier. I really do. But, man, you look at their schedule in front of them and, in front of the Steelers. Against the Jets at home, at Buffalo, against Tampa at home, at Miami, at Philly. Oof. So just two of the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at home. And you go at Buffalo, at Miami, at Philly. You're going to be underdogs. I mean, at Buffalo, at Miami, at Philly, you can't see a way they can win any three of those games right now. Tampa at home?
Nope.
No. The Jets are their shot.
Yeah.
And let's say that, then they're 2-6 at the bye week. All right, 5 good minutes with Mitch. Let's hear from the quarterback.
Mitch, you feel like a block closer than late offensively?
We just got to be better in the second half. I thought the first half we did pretty good. We're getting there. It's just not where it needs to be in order to get a victory. So I thought in the first half we made some steps in the right direction. Second half just wasn't good enough.
What was the difference in the first and the second half? Just where things kind of derailed?
I think a little bit of rhythm, and then we just didn't hit on the plays we needed to. We had some crucial plays in the second half that if we get those plays, it might have been a different story, and we just didn't hit on them. So. I think there's a few more details in there that we'll have to go back and watch on the film, but that's kind of what it felt like in the second half. Just those plays we needed to hit, we just didn't. And we got to go watch the film and see how we can get better.
Does it feel more like an inconsistency issue at this point than anything else? You've done each of these things at different points.
Inconsistency? I would say second half, yeah. So it was just inconsistent, not hitting those plays that we needed. We hit some in the first half. That's why we scored 14 points. 3 points in the second half isn't going to do it for us. So I would say not putting two halves together would be inconsistent.
Mitch, your touchdown in the 6-yard run, were those read options, or did you just see something in between?
Yeah, I was reading the end and pulled it. O-line did a great job with their blocks. Pat made a great block and got in the end zone. So look to do more of that stuff going forward.
Mitch, you were 1 of 9 on third downs today. What can you attribute those struggles to? Are you not getting ahead of the sticks early downs? Is it execution on third down? What's the issue with the third down offense?
I think we'll have to go back to the film, see what we could have been better at, and definitely stay out of third and longs. I'm just going to have to go back and watch those, see where we can improve and where we're off. It's got to be better for sure. Third down is crucial.
You guys have those timing issues and miscommunications. How difficult is it to try to fix that on the fly when you're looking at the tablet? Kind of going over it in game.
Timing and miscommunication pertaining to what?
Just that, you know, when you said you're struggling with the consistency and things of that nature.
I think we just missed on some plays that we could have had, could have went either way. So, especially in the second half, we'll have to look at those, see where we could have got better. And communication is crucial. On the sidelines, these next few days, communicate what we can get better at. Everyone just got to be brutally honest with themselves, and I think everybody can be a lot better, myself included. And we'll just have to look at that, see where we can improve, but just stick together. It's only going to get better if we stick together, communicate, talk about the problems, and everybody's willing to fix it.
The last couple of plays before half, were deep on the chase, deep on the pick. They weren't on target. Was that just a bad throw? Were you getting rid of the balls? Or just, did you recognize something you didn't see from the box that you knew you just got rid of the ball?
Yeah, some of those situations, you try not to, if you don't have what I think is like going to be a completion, then it's more of a throwaway. Just trying to protect the football, not trying to give them a short field. So you try to be aggressive, but also try to be smart at the same time. We know we like to have a couple more timeouts before the half so we could use the whole field. They did a good job covering the sidelines, so we couldn't get out of bounds. A couple of those were throwaways, and then a couple were us or nobodies, and then I hit Chase on that one. So we just got to be better end of half being in those situations, and we'd like to have another timeout so we can stop the clock and use the whole field.
A lot of talk this week about getting George more looks. You guys did that, but then it allowed to get Pat involved. I mean, how tough is it just when you have that many playmakers to try to spread it around and, you know, get everybody targets?
Yeah, that's how it's going to be. We got a lot of playmakers, and we just got to try to get them the ball. But I think when the ball's moving, everyone's happy. When we're scoring, everyone's happy. So it's just going to come, everybody sticking together, everybody doing their job, and getting the playmakers the ball. So we just got to keep going, sticking together. And you kind of see at the end, like, Pat wasn't involved for a while, but then he had big catches on that last drive. So as an experienced player, you just got to know, like, you got to keep your head in the game the whole time because you never know when your number's going to get called and you'll be able to make a big play for the team. So we just got to keep doing those things, and we'll figure it out.
Mitch, last week after the loss, we were asked about downfield passing. He said one of the things that can happen is just call the concepts to get the receivers in those positions. Do you feel like those concepts were called tonight to put you guys in some better positions for the downfield passing?
Yeah, it was good. I think we just didn't connect on the ones that we needed to. We took some shots downfield, and we just got to come down with it. I could throw a better ball. They made some great catches. We can make some more. And we just got to continue to keep calling those. So it was good, and that's something we can improve with and keep doing.
The offense was better, but it's still 17 points. Like, that's the part I don't want people to get lost on. Well, the offense was better. The offense was better. Well, it's working from a baseline of being absolutely atrocious. You know, like, if you had a regular output and then you had that game that you played last night, you'd say, well, the offense wasn't very good. The only reason that people are even hinting that it was better, and I think Trubisky's down the list of their problems. He's third or fourth of their problems, yeah, maybe, but he's a problem. He hasn't played good enough. But if you had a regular average NFL offensive output and then you showed up last night and did what you did, people would say they've dipped.
Mm-hmm.
People are only looking at this saying it was okay because of just how freaking bad it was. It's like your kid gets a C on their report card. That's great. Right. It's great if you got all Fs. If you're an A student and you get a C, it's not good.
Right.
The expectations, exactly, for this offense are so low that,
right,
we're ecstatic after that first half.
It got better, but that doesn't mean it's good.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I mean, 17 points is 17 points. I mean, we really – you really don't have to go into any detail about that. Like,
right.
You just look at the score, 17 points, and you're going to say that's a good offense? Like, come on.
No, I can't go there. No matter how people want to slice it as improving, I can't go that it was a good output at all last night. Mike DeFabo works for The Athletic, covers the Steelers. We talk to him coming up next. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You find it at Sun Chevrolet. Sunny, high of 61 today.
That's the weather.
FanDuel there for you all the time, especially tonight. Listen, all through the weekend, I should say. FanDuel season, football season's underway. It's always FanDuel season. So
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.